There is no single definition for the word parent. That's because parents do not wear one or two hats. They wear a collection of hats that represent all the stuff they have to do. And as far as I'm concerned, nobody knows that any better than the parent of a teenager. Hi, I'm Sheila Lionhall. I'd like to give you a bird's eye view of just some of the hats that parents of teenagers have to wear. They have to be leaders and teachers and nurturers, counselors and confidants, and that's the short list. One of the things I learned about parenting teenagers is you cannot be narrow-minded if you're raising a teenager. You have to be able to see the big picture. Here's an example of what I mean. Most adults would never tell your teenager to do something negative. They'd never tell your teenager to be disobedient or rebellious or self-centered, indifferent, or even a risk-taker. They'd never say that. But if you're raising a teenager, you've got to be able to see the positive side of some of the things that may sound negative on the surface. Here's what a parent might say to put a positive spin on some of the negative words and teach a valuable lesson. I want you to be disobedient to peer pressure. Don't follow the crowd, especially if you know they're going to do something that you know is wrong or just plain stupid. I want you to be rebellious when the media says all teenagers are soaking gummy bears in vodka and sucking on the candy to get high. That's a stupid and dangerous fad, and you will not drink alcohol. I want you to be self-centered when your friends want you to hang out all weekend at the mall playing video games when you're trying to accomplish a goal that's important to you. I want you to be okay with being called self-centered if that's what it takes to get the things done that are important to you. I want you to be indifferent toward the negative opinions of others. Think for yourself. I support you being a risk taker if you can prove to me that you won't put yourself or anyone else in harm's way. I want you to count the cost and weigh the pros and cons of the things that you do. Every teenager needs to have a parent teach these sorts of lessons because they're important. Several years ago, I offered two workshops to a group of teenagers. The workshops were called Dating in the Safety Zone and Living Large Goals. While working with the teenagers, I found out that many of them did not get along well with their parents. A few of them told me that they spent most of their time trying to avoid their parents because they didn't want to get yelled at for one reason or another. Now, naturally, I took that with a grain of salt, but I also decided to do a little research. I learned that avoiding parents was something a lot of teenagers were doing for various reasons. I also discovered that virtually everything in a teenager's life is in some way affected by his or her relationship with mom or dad or both parents. What I learned changed the focus of my work. Today, I work primarily with parents. I made the switch because I became convinced that the active participation of parents is a critical link in transforming parent-teen relationships. So today, I work at Parenting Your Teen for Life. I am a content creator. That's a fancy way of saying I write stuff. I write ebooks, special reports and articles, and other information products for parents who come to this website looking for answers about their relationship with their teenager. I'm also a curator of positive transformational behaviors that parents use in raising their teenagers. All that means is this: I keep my ear to the ground so that I can keep track of the best research, the case studies, the teen surveys, and trends, whatever is published by the experts. My role is to share with you everything I research and write and curate. But before I give you all that stuff, I filtered through everything that I generate, and I take out whatever's not relevant to parents of teenagers. Then I put my personal spin on what's left, so that you know exactly what my position is on that subject and why I feel strongly about it. Parenting your teen for life has one big overarching goal, and that is to help parents reconnect with their teenagers or strengthen the connection they already have. This is what we focus on because we know that reconnecting or strengthening your relationship, your connection with your teenager, will put or keep you in the position of being the major influence in your teenager's life. That's what every parent wants, and that's what every teenager needs. But it's really, really hard to achieve that during the teen years. I believe having influence with your teenager is a pearl of great price, and every parent can have that to one degree or another. Now, if I've said something or you've read something that moves you or fires you up or gives you a different perspective, I'd like you to share your thoughts with me. Leave questions and comments in the comment box below. And I mean that sincerely. Don't be shy. I always say that at the end of my blog post. Don't be shy. One of my favorite expressions is, let it all hang out. Because we all need to do that from time to time. So, until next time, hang in there. Shalom.